All right, hey guys, it's your favorite people, Shay, Isabella, and me, Eric.
Yeah, definitely not a favorite. I tend to cause a lot of problems in class, but it's okay.
All right, what's today's topic?
The Mueller. Well, first we'll talk about Trump and everything that he's done so far in office, right, wrong, or just nothing. Because quite frankly, I feel like he's made an impact, but not a great impact so far for this country. So, anything to add?
So let's start off what he did very first in office.
Is that Planned Parenthood thing? Was that the very first thing he did, or was that later on?
No, he approved, like, pipelines and oils and stuff. Yeah. And he just wants to hurt the environment. And let's go
over
that.
Especially by not signing the Paris Climate Accord Act or whatever that thing is. Oh, no, I shouldn't say whatever that thing is. I mean, we're one of, like, the only three countries that did not sign. And the other three countries.
What about the jobs?
It also actually was those pipes were going through Native American land.
Yeah,
too.
That's a big issue too. And if those pipes like explode or something, that's very detrimental
to the environment.
Yeah. What else has he done other than ruin the environment so far?
He has threatened to shut down the government.
Well, he already
unprecedentedly.
Yeah, he already did it one time.
But this is the second time. He's not even. He's like 3 years in office right now.
I mean, and that affects multiple people. Like my uncle, he still had to go to work then, but he didn't get paid for it. And a lot of people couldn't go to work then because they weren't, you know, listed as,
you know, actual person.
Yeah. So.
And what he's threatening to shut down the government about is to get $5 billion for the Mexican border wall.
He wants Mexico to pay for it.
Yeah, that hope just went down the drain. And also the solar panel one.
I think solar panels would be good, though. It'll be a more cleaner energy.
You know, to be honest, he wants them to pay for it because we don't have any anymore.
Yeah, that $20 trillion of debt.
Yeah, the government will probably shut down for a second time. And I know that happened when Clinton was in office. And I have a feeling it's going to happen a third time with Trump still in office. So I think that'll definitely be a new record.
And one more thing he's done in office. Get investigated.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So he's been accused of several things. Raping women. Tax evasion, which he did. He might have.
Okay, yeah.
And lastly, having Russian collusion in the 2016 election.
Yeah, definitely a misogynistic
personality.
He's not like convicted, he's just accused.
Yeah,
lots of people accused. That are actual criminals go unconvicted, especially people in power.
Yeah, save the money to pay him off, which I think that's what's going on with the Russian investigation, to be completely honest.
You know, to be honest, they really didn't find anything on Donald Trump yet.
It was mainly due to the employees he had at the time.
The clouded information based on biased opinions.
One thing they found on him, which is mentioned by several news sites, this is CNN, Fox, and USA Today, they say that he called, you shut up. Now, you can record later. Okay, we're continuing this recording. Now,
You're a mature coming from a junior or a senior. Wow.
Trump. He actually did. There's nothing he did wrong yet, other than having a million employees. Like 40 of them got convicted.
Firing like half of them.
Yeah, and some of them got convicted, and a lot went wrong.
A lot of them pleaded guilty.
And a lot
too.
Of them went against him.
Yeah, a lot of them really pleaded guilty.
I mean, honestly, a lot of them were Democrats. So.
What do you want me to do? Yeah, yell at them? I swear to God, I am gonna go off.
Go.
What do you want me to do? You have Paige Strozick and Lisa Page and Peter Strozick, who basically one had an affair.
Have an affair, actually.
It's true. It's confirmed they had an affair. And two, they had anti-Trump texts while working on the investigation. They both claimed that they were unbiased, but they each had like a private hearing, like closed door hearing that lasted from 5 to 11 hours each, going multiple days. So personally, I think that they were, I don't know, I feel like they would be unbiased just because I want to trust them. But at the same time, I could totally see how they were biased towards Trump. And for honestly, I think that might be a good thing because I think Trump is guilty. But yeah.
I think Trump is, I think he made a made oopsie. We all made oopsies.
I think that some of it is kind of a witch hunt because you have both biased opinions on both sides. But I think we need to come to a common ground and see what the facts are.
Yeah, and
really
I think
are.
It would be helpful if the news just took a break for a little while to report other current news because it's really coming
There's
through.
No other news
it's just really coming through. It's just more opinion based than anything. So,
yeah.
Any last word?
Trump sucks.